Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, here we are. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show, and it is Monday night, July 9th. You know what I'm saying?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
So what's going on, folks? We got a hell of a show for you tonight. We will be speaking with Renee Downs. She was at the Bellagio shooting. We have a 911 call from someone from the Bellagio who's not Renee, corroborating her story. Then we have a call from the Paris Hotel, corroborating Danielle's story. Danielle will be with us. We'll have also our good friend and counterpart in doing these type of shows. Eric Brecky is going to join us. And later in the show, maybe possibly, Caleb is going to join us with apparently some breaking stuff coming out of all this and all these tapes and recordings and all this stuff that's been happening with the release of the 911 calls and some videos that I guess they were forced finally to release. Very important stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play some ads. I'm a little behind. I got to share this around. Please share it. If you're in the live feed, share. There's going to be some crazy stuff you're going to hear here any minute. You won't believe your ears, you won't believe your eyes, you won't believe your mind. It's going to be blown. Crazy. I got some little added technology here with me today so that we can hear everything. Hoping that it works perfect. So right now I'm going to play a couple of ads and get things rolling, and I'll be back right after these ads so that I can get this show shared around. Folks, please share the show. We're going to play at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to play a Dave Bray tune, Freedom Rings, and fill everybody in, do a bottom of the hour break as well. So here you go. Check this out, and I'll be back in a few minutes as I share and invite people. Please share, invite, share. You're going to not be blown away tonight. It's going to blow your mind.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Bear with me, folks. I got a lot of things going on for this show to work tonight. I got a lot of things going on.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, gone down in the line of duty, and, he's given his all. And, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office.
Nice.
The same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's D-A-V-E-B-R-A-Y USA.
You heard it here, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Get you a copy right now of Music on a Mission. As you may have seen, Dave Bray is going to be opening up for a few shows for the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent himself. I want to say hello to everybody there in the live feed. We got a good audience going. We got our guests here in the queue. They are ready to rock and roll. So I'm going to do this real fast. Check this out, folks. It's going to blow your mind. And we're going to talk to our first guest right after this. Here we go.
October
Bellagio. And the timestamp for that is 10:31:47. Okay, and Stephen Paddock had been long done shooting by then. Renee, welcome to the show. You heard it there. Shooting at the Bellagio.
Hi.
Obviously was not Renee, ladies and gentlemen, in that call. So this is a corroborating call to her story from when she come on way, way long time ago, shortly after the incident took place. I mean, right after the incident. She said she was there. This is what happened. People said, no, bull crap. They didn't believe her. She took some flack. We all took flack for saying there's more than one shooter out there. There's shooters all over the place. And now the tapes are out. So, Renee, what do you think?
I am so mad. I know that there's just so many emotions, but I'm so mad because they dismissed us. When we came down there, you know, you've seen the receipt from when we even confronted them the next morning about our stay, when they zeroed out our balance and basically told us to go have a nice day, that there were no gunshots at the Bellagio Hotel last night, blah, blah, blah. And that night, I just, when I did the video, I did it. I thought that, you know, the people that knew that my husband and I had been traveling, they knew that we were out there. I was doing it for my page. I didn't know. I'd never gone live before. And when I'm hearing all these calls and I heard my own call come in, my two of them that I did, I heard other people's calls. I heard the front desk of the Bellagio call in, and it just about made me ill that now with all of this, okay, so now we've got all these 911 tapes. Where are all the camera tapes now? When are all of these people that had been calling in and were going to call in between the six of us that talked to you on the radio show that all know and that were there and Danielle's friends and the people that we know, where are all of these other people? Because I know I got a ton of private messages of people that were there, but now all their calls have been released. So where are they saying, yes, I was there. Yes, this happened to me. Yes, we need the truth to come out.
It was some of the calls were chilling that I had to listen to. But I had to listen
horrible.
To it for the
just
show.
Absolutely horrible.
Now we got this one. Check this one out. Gonna let it transition here.
October 1, 2017, 23:32:08. 911 emergency, Arnold 15683. Do you need police, fire, or medical?
All right, folks, And there you had it. The guy's mom called him. I'm in the basement. I'm hiding. I'm in the Paris Hotel. And there's shooting going. She's in the Paris Hotel and there's shooting going on. Danielle, our next guest, was at the Paris Hotel and said the same thing, that there was a shooting at the Paris Hotel. And again, some folks gave us flack for saying about multiple shooters up and down the strip, but there they are. 911 called. The timestamp on that call is just a minute after the Bellagio call we just listened at 10:32 and 8 seconds.
No,
well,
it's
after 11:30.
The automatic
fire. Danielle, welcome to the show. You heard that call. What do you think?
Hey, Mark. Yep, I'm here. I think it was 11:32 was
yes.
the actual time.
Yep. Yeah, because it started happening at the Bellagio about 20 after 11. So by the time they got to the Paris, it was around 11:30-ish.
Yeah.
What's 2200? Isn't that a 10?
They were saying 23.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
All my timestamps are off by an hour.
Yeah. Well, timestamps might be off, but we can go back and pull up all kinds of communications where the timestamps were dead on, right?
100%.
Right. Yep. It makes me a little nauseated listening to the calls because I'm there again, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm also kind of relieved, too, because all the people that shook their head and was like, oh, we didn't hear anything about that. There's no way that could have happened. That didn't happen. That never happened. It was just people scared, mad chaos, But now it's coming out. And it's like I'm looking at people shaking my finger like, see, I told you so,
Right. And people were saying, no way, man. We didn't see it on the Communist News Network or MSNBC. They're not talking about that. What do you mean?
Right.
There was one guy, just one, and he killed all those people and he wounded all those people. One guy, all up and down the strip. I guess he was like the bionic man and he could do 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, and he ran up and down the strip for an hour after he killed all those people. I don't know.
Yeah.
And from what I can tell, listening to these audio tapes is, it seemed like there was actually like maybe traveling bands of people, and they were terrorizing stuff, and they kept it under wraps. I heard calls, folks, where people were like, I don't know what's going on. I'm here at the Hooters, and there's three Middle Eastern men with backpacks ducking and running behind garbage cans and cars and stuff. I don't know. Maybe you want to check these guys out? All kinds of calls coming in. It was madness. These poor people that had to live through this, You guys that were it's unbelievable.
And the whispers, the whisper 911 calls of the people that didn't know and were trapped, the whisper calls, those were just, it was so scary to listen to that and that they didn't even know and to hear them whispering to 911 because they thought that the gunshots were just right outside, and it does exactly what Danielle said. It completely takes you right back there again.
And you can hear on some of the calls, they're like calling, and you can hear in the background, like, holy moly, what the hell's happening? And then check out this one. I played a clip of this last week. Check this out. This is nuts. This one is really crazy, too, folks. This is really happening.
October 1. 2017, 22:41 and 23 seconds.
42:41.
Metro Police, 8-0.
Hi, my name is Brad. I'm calling from Palm Springs International Airport in Palm Springs, California. We got a call from one of our employees who is working in Las Vegas, and we think it might be at an airport. She is absolutely hysterical. So there's shooting going on.
Where that's happening downtown up near the Mandalay Bay. We have officers on scene and help on the way.
Okay. She's in a hangar at an airport, and she said that she's seen people getting shot there where she is.
She's saying she's at the airport, sir?
She says she's at an airport, and they broke into a hangar. She thinks it's hangar number 6, and there is shooting going on where she is.
Mm-hmm.
How many minutes ago was this, sir?
We just got off the phone about 5 minutes ago with her. I've got her cell phone number and her name if you folks want to try and call
her.
It's Lori.
How about that, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That
didn't
was
hear that on the
news,
but you heard it here. I want to thank Intellihub. Intellihub did all the research and put this whole package together, and that's where I got it from. You could call, check them out, Intellihub.com, I believe is the website. I got to give them props for doing all that work, that we can do this and let the people hear this. Because not everybody's part of Intellihub and haven't heard this. It's really crazy. It's unbelievable what's happening and the cover-up. And we think that this is like isolated cases, folks. It's coming out more and more that the FBI and these groups, these law enforcement administrative people, have way overstepped their bounds and are corrupt to the balls, and they're using their power and authority to squash us. They make the SS Guard and the Nazis look like chumps, the way they treat American people. I'm telling you. It's out of hand. It's out of hand. You have people at the highest ranks of the FBI trying to overthrow a president. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they plot these things. These things happen because they set it up. I think they're part of it. I think they had their hand in it somehow, some way, in planning and executing this operation. Because it sure seems like an operation more than it seems like, hey, some crazy fat drunk guy shot up the place. Anybody who believed that narrative off the bat's got to be crazy themselves. Anybody who's ever fired a firearm got to be crazy to think that out of shape, half-crocked, fat guy is going to squeeze off 1,000 rounds in 11 minutes and not be dead of
Mark,
a heart attack. Yeah.
Mark, in my
yes,
video
ma'am.
that I did at the Bellagio when I spoke to the security guard, when I was telling him they're not saying it correctly on the news right now, and she agreed with me. She said, no, I know they're not. It's right there on the video. Anybody can watch it. And you have to understand, when the 911 calls started coming in, they were coming in from Mandalay Bay, which sits completely right across the street from McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. And as he was firing, or whoever was firing, and the other people that were firing, they were firing, remember the tanks? They were right there outside McCarran. So all of that was going on, and they closed the McCarran Airport. So that was going on before it started moving up the strip. By the time it got to where Danielle and I were, this was already close to an hour later. So when the people were like, no, they were hearing echoes, I'm sorry, that a gunshot does not echo. And all of my friends that are police officers and all of my friends that are in law enforcement, completely 110% that know me, that know our friends, that know the people that were there, all of them say there's no way that there's echoes there. Things don't echo an hour later. It just doesn't happen.
I could see if you were at the Bellagio at 10:05, you might have heard echoes.
Yep.
But there's a big difference between an echo and actual live rounds very close to you. Because
Mark, we were
I don't know how it sounds in the middle. I don't know how it sounds in the middle of the city. Right. I don't know what it sounds like in the middle of the city, but you know, because I usually hunt and there's nothing for miles, or I go shooting and there's nothing. When you hear the, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It echoes.
It wasn't, and that's the whole thing. It wasn't like that. It was flap, 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 like if you take a wood and it falls like a 2x4, pep, 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 like that. And we were at the Bellagio, at the Petrosian Lounge, going back downstairs about 10:15, 10:30, because I was still trying to get in touch with my friends that were at the festival. And we were there, and we didn't hear echoes, because when it happened there at the Bellagio at 10 after 11, when it all started, we didn't even know what had happened. It's loud inside those casinos. You have the music. You have all the people. You have all the other stuff. We didn't hear anything. We had no idea of all the stuff that had just happened 45 minutes prior down the street.
It's crazy. And the thing that gets me is all the naysayers. When I talk to people about the whole situation, and they're like, oh, well, if you wear a tinfoil hat, you're a conspiracy nut. Mm. What are you talking about? That's not what happened. This is what happened. It was one guy up in a room. Now there's talk of two lady friends that were up in the room with them at the same time. I don't know. It's kind of crazy, the things that are coming out. Right now I'm trying to look for another one here. I lost what number it was. 314. Call number 314. If I remember correctly. I'm in batch 5. I guess there's a bunch of batches that they released. I got my hand on number 5.
2017, 20, 3, 12, and 30 seconds. 911 emergency, Crimson 5955. Can you please fire medical?
Yes, Metro.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yeah, Metro, this is Metro to your active shooter. I want my niece, who states that there's an active shooter now inside the Tropicana.
Okay.
I'm getting third reports from her mom in California. I just got off the phone with her like 2 minutes ago. She said she was okay. And then her mom just texted me and said, why was an active shooter in the Tropicana? I have no further info or description for you.
That's okay. What is your name?
My name is Lisa. Ella.
Huh. Didn't hear that on the news, did you? What's Lombardo going to say about this?
Huh.
What Kenny can't say nothing. They lied. They were on TV going, one guy, one guy, one guy. They never mentioned active shooters at the Trop, at the Bellagio, at the Paris, at MGM, at High Roller, at Hooters, at Caesars, in an airport hangar. They never said nothing. At the Luxor, I even got a call where there's shooting. I'm thinking maybe they heard something from maybe another casino. It was only one call that I actually heard. I don't know if you heard other calls from the Luxor. Did anybody else hear something?
Yes, we did. There was you have a different group. We in group 6, there was numerous calls from the Luxor and New York.
I think I listened to a lot in group 6 too. There was definitely a Luxor call.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a bomb report or an explosion at Luxor possibly.
Yep.
There was also calls from Flamingo, Cosmo, Aria, Link. There was a long one from Link in there somewhere. She was a worker.
Now, telling the guys at work, I'm like, there was a shooting at every casino that night. It's apparent. They're like, why? I'm like, I listened to the 911 calls. You got it off of Facebook or the internet. It's not real. People are still going to deny it. Ladies and gentlemen, we got our third guest with us, Mr. Eric Brecky. He's got a show every once in a while. He goes live. What's happening, Eric? You heard some of these calls. You're listening to what's happening. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Long time no talk, huh? But we knew.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
We always knew. We always knew this was going to come full circle, and here we go. And so,
yep.
Like you said, I mean, how many times have you guys been accused of that tinfoil hat thing? Are you wearing it tight enough? All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, we were all like, you got to be the conspiracy nuts are the ones believing the official narrative that never added up. It was ridiculous
right.
the entire time. But I'll say this.
Belford, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah. So what they did is exactly what we predicted. You see that they're already just willy-nilly using the stats from that shooting to say, that's just another one chalked up to a insane white straight guy, right? That stat is just thrown on white guys. And the entire time I'm like, knew you were going to do that, but you never proved your case. You never even came close to proving your case. And yeah. Another thing, so Lombardo's had access to these 911 tapes the entire time, you know, so half a year longer than we have, and yet he comes out within 6 hours saying, one shooter, we know it to be a fact. What about all these tapes, man?
Crazy?
You were listening to that stuff when you said that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know they poured over the tapes, but at least by the second time he stood in front of the crowd, he had probably heard 500 of those calls going, oh my God, how are we going to cover up this crap? We messed up now. Holy sh!
Mark.
And they
Mark,
still lie. Yes.
When, when I called in the second time from the Bellagio, when we called back and we called 911 and the whole front desk was still all closed up, that my husband had been trying to call even from the hotel hallway phone. And when we called 911 at that point, they directed us to the police department because I was inside the Bellagio. I said, look, we're still here. I am telling you, this is what was going on. We weren't even at that point. We were rerouted to the police department. So they were getting it from us. I know that for a fact because I wasn't even talking to a 911 operator the second time. I was talking to somebody at the police department. It started with the 911 operator, and then they even directed us and forwarded our call to the police department.
Amazing. This is crazy stuff. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go like this real fast. You know why? Maybe someone wants to say, what were you thinking? Or ask a question. Folks, if you want to ask a question,
do it.
Dial this
number. You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live. 347-637-3942.
That number again, 347-637-3942. Give a ring, press 1, and we'll let you ask a question. We'll take a call or two. And then after that, I'm going to spin this thing like the Russian roulette. I'm going to spin my list of calls, and we're just going to pick one. And who knows what you're going to hear, because it's kind of creepy. Some of them are eerie. You can hear the panic in the voices of the people, the screams. There were some really good calls that I heard, folks. I don't know, Renee, Danielle, if you guys heard any of the calls, like, well, I got so-and-so in the back of my car. I'm rushing him to the emergency room. We're on our way now. You know, we're doing everything we can to help people, you know. There's calls like that, too, and that's good stuff because, you know, in tragedy, there is good sometimes.
When I first came on, and I didn't know Eric. I've never met Eric. I've never met you, and I've never met Danielle personally. But Eric, as an attorney for his job, he grilled me up one side and down the other for the first show. And to make sure that it's true, a true story. And he did. He was like, look, I'm going to put you on, and you're going to get questions. And I'm going to ask you questions because I'm going to ask them from where other people could be thinking about things and where if you were sitting, you know, up on a stand, all the kinds of questions that you were going to get asked. And it was every which way and sideways. So you know what? I welcome it because all that's going to do is bring out more truth for these other people to then they can go and put out their own stuff and then get those tapes that match all the things that we've been saying. Because those tapes, if they haven't destroyed them, then they're still there and somebody's got them. And when those come out, it's all going down.
And did you see the video? I know you did, but they had the video, and I think it's from the IntelliHub archive, is this the officer's body camera in the stairwell on the 32nd floor as Stephen Paddock's firing away, allegedly. Look at that crap.
Yep.
Just like Parkland, the cops are cowering. If you're not prepared to take the job seriously and put yourself in the line of fire to save lives, that's the job that you have, you probably want to not have that job.
Yep.
You know, if you don't have a spirit of saving lives because they're important, more important than your own, especially when it comes to children at a school, like really? With no gun, I would have ran in after that guy. With no gun. I would have went after him with a stick. I would have went after him with a fire extinguisher. You know what I mean? Something. There's no way. Some people run towards the sounds and the destruction. Some people run away. I have to run to the noise. I have to run for the kids. There's no way I could be standing outside there going, oh my God, there's gunfire. Like Principal Skinner from Beavis and Butthead. Freaking out. I got a call on the line. Let's take one call real quick, and then I'm going to do a random scan. Let's see. We got a 502 area code wants to ask a question. What's happening? You're in the 502 area code. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman. We got Renee, Danielle, who were at the Bellagio and Paris, respectively, the night of October 1st. You have a question?
I kind of do. And, Renee, I want to say I'm really glad that you and your husband are still safe. They know who I am. So, mm-hmm. But, you know, my question is, do you really think anything is going to happen from this? Because it was 30 days later, and it was disappeared from the headlines altogether, completely disappeared from the headlines. The worst mass shooting in the U.S. history was gone in 30 days, less than a month after this happened. And we all see the videos. We've seen the hundreds of videos that show beyond a shadow of a doubt that there were multiple shooters all over the strip that night.
Yep.
Renee's was one of the most damning that was ever put out there. But there are acoustics experts who weighed in about these supposed echoes. There's videos from cab drivers and eyewitnesses that show that, you know, there were at least 6 to 10 shooters. I mean, I just you know, this is almost a year ago now, and, you know, I don't know what you guys think could come of this. I mean, we know who the players are, but, you know, here we are again.
I don't know.
You know, it's the same thing over and over and over.
Yep.
The corruption is so deep. The only forensic echo evidence that I agree with, I saw a video from a gentleman who said, right around the Route 91 festival, there was 2 shooters at least in the ground, one at 250 yards and one at 100 yards. And it could only be on this building or in this spot. These are the only 2 places that they could be based on the echoes and the guns, the echoes of the bullets. That guy, I believed. You know,
well,
he's talking about you can hear the gun and you can hear the bullets. That's the echo you hear. You hear the gun, then you hear the bullets.
Well, here's one. Mark, here's one thing that nobody has picked up on, and I was one of the very few that caught it. My wife and I, she loves the Dr. Phil show. I can't stand the guy, to tell you the truth, but he did a special about the Vegas shooting, and in that video showed a guy walking out into the crowd and spraying bullets. I mean, he got into a shooter stance, a 3-point stance, and just started spraying bullets. And it was for a split second, but it was right there.
Yep.
And then he turned and walked away. And the guy did a slow motion analysis. I think it was Jake did a slow motion analysis of that and showed the guy just kind of nonchalantly walk away. And that was it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm going to listen further, and I appreciate you guys. And Renee, like I said, I'm so happy that you and your husband are safe. And I hope
you continue
to hope you're safe with everybody that's been dropping dead. The witnesses within the first 3 to 4 months, there was, 10 unexplained mysterious deaths from people that were there at the Vegas Strip. So I'm just glad you're safe, Renee.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night.
They're going to come after me.
I'll
they're going to come with the fight.
I'll put you back on hold.
Exactly.
Best way to listen.
Thank you, sir.
Best way to listen is right there on hold. Stay right there. You can listen that way. It's a good spot.
Hey, Mark, can I address that guy real quick?
Yes, sir. Oh, I think we lost Danielle.
I would say that Vegas was a foreshadowing on what we now know about the power of the deep state. And at that time, nobody was using that phrase.
Give me 1 second. Danielle, I think you're still on the line. Just press 1 so I can see you because the lines are kind of lit up now. Press 1 so you come to the top of the board. Thank you. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, so I was saying that Vegas was some foreshadowing on what we now know of the deep state. Nobody was really using that terminology back then. Of course, if you recall, the FBI got involved right away. I suppose you could say nothing unusual there, but of course that menacing Roush or whatever that stood behind Lombardo when he had when he had that look of a deer in headlights. I mean, that happened.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. Wasn't it Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Roush or something. I think I don't know. You guys know what I'm talking about, that guy. Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Packers, Renee.
Well, I don't know. I don't watch that either now. So.
Anyway, Danielle, are you back with us, Danielle? Danielle, are you there?
Sorry, Eric. Go ahead.
You're in the 765 area code. If you have a question, shoot. It's you.
Hey, Mark, it's me. It's Caleb. How's everybody
What's
doing?
Happening, Caleb? Good, good. What's happening?
Hey, I got a question just right off the top of my head. You know, with everything that's happened and everybody lying about it, you know, I kind of wonder how that makes you feel, Renee, knowing what happened, having it on video, and then having all the officials lie.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, The saddest part about it, really, is the fact that I received so many. I still have them all saved. I've got every single message saved from every single person, so I hope that a lot of them are listening right now, because I know a lot of them, you know, had told me that they're going to keep keeping up on it, and I gave my word I would never give their names. I've heard their stories. I know where they were. I know a lot more stuff probably than, you know, they'll ever share, and I really just hope that they do, because that's the only way that it's going to come out. It makes me sad that people are scared to, because honestly, we all didn't do anything. We were witnessing
right.
something, and we count on our police and everything. I have friends of mine that are police officers, aside from the military guys. My friends in Iowa wouldn't have even batted an eye before they would have run in, and my friends that are cops out there, and gone in and fixed the situation. And I can promise you, they would have never lied about it, because I've known most of these people since I was younger, and they would have never, ever thought twice about stopping anything and waiting in hallways and then lying about things later. They would have never done it. So this was a select group that have just been so far gone with whatever was being reported, and I honestly believe they have no idea how to come back from it.
All right, check this out,
yeah,
right? I got these 911 calls here on a log, and I'm just going to spin the dial and hit one. And we're going to take
it. Mark, before you do that really quick, can I say something?
Go ahead.
Really quick?
Yep.
You know, it all of a sudden this comes out last week. You go to do this show, but then look what happened last night. Last night they had the guy that jumped the motorcycle in Las Vegas, got everybody back out to – so, again, they were trying to take the everybody's eye focus on and ear focus on, oh, my gosh, all these tapes just came out. Oh, my gosh. And then what do they do? Show happy Las Vegas in front of all the multimillion-dollar hotels and all these people and everything like that, and they still created the diversion.
Right. I'll ask the guy that called just before, he made a good point, and what was I going to say? Oh, man, I hate that happened. All right, here we go. Ready? Random. I'm going to spin the dial. I'm going to hit one. Here we go. Call number 146.
October 1, 2017, 22:11:30. 911 emergency, report 15952. Do you need police, fire, or medical? Hello, 911. I can hear you, sir. Where are you at?
We got machines on fire going on.
You're at where?
We got machines on fire going on across.
Are you injured?
Yeah,
we're running close. You're injured?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been shot?
I haven't, but you can hear the signal fire going on right now.
Do you see him right now?
It's going on right now. It's going on.
I know, sir. We have help on the way. Okay, do you see the shooter?
No.
Where are you at? I can, sir, I can't hear you. I know it's very loud there, but where exactly are you at?
At the Bill 91 Country Western Show.
Okay, yeah, we're on the way, sir. Are you hurt?
No, I'm not hurt.
Are you with anybody that's hurt?
No.
Did you see the guy with the gun?
No.
Okay. Are you near a specific...
Man, see what I'm saying, folks? This is a guy, he's in the field. You can hear gunfire in the background. Da, 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 da. And he's saying, you can hear it, you can hear it. Holy moly, folks. This is bone-chilling stuff being covered up by the Las Vegas Police Department for some reason. I don't understand. That was a random one. Folks, it's unbelievable. Mace, I'm not a Jungle Gym son.
I know.
I became a Jungle Gym, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. This is why we fight for our country, do radio shows, and speak.
We're lucky we have each other.
Yes, indeed. We sure are. Oh, my God. I'm so blessed. Am I so blessed? What? Show the love. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so hearing all these random calls here, notice how they always try to pivot, the 911 operators here, pivot to the, did you see the guy shooting? It almost makes me wonder if they've already gotten some kind of talking points. You know, why are they making this assumption, the guy shooting, in every one of these things, everybody? That it's one guy. I don't know what you guys think about that.
The shooter. Not, are there other shooters? Do you see shooters around you? Is there anybody in the crowd? Do you see the shooter? I hear you. Yeah, you're right. Never thought of it that way. Folks, in just a few minutes, we have another guest. He's on the line with us now, Caleb. He's going to tell us something that he found, because he's been digging into this thing too. And we'll see what he's got to say just in a second. I found one here. It's not completely clear exactly when the lady speaks of the helicopter in this particular call. But you can hear it, and she says they are shooting out of the helicopter. That's pretty crazy, because people say there's no helicopters. And I think the lady on the phone, the 911 dispatcher, says, well, there's a police helicopter flying over there. Is it a police helicopter? It's call number 423 in batch number 5. Batch number 5, almost like Mambo number 5 or something. People all been to a dance party something and heard that song, I'm sure. 423. It's a lot of calls, folks. In the first batch, in the batch 5, there's 518 calls. And I just randomly went through one. I was at 100 something.
And the ones that Danielle and I listened to in batch number 6, I think there was 700 or 800 in that one.
About the helicopter?
No, just in batch number 6, as far as all the calls up and down the strip.
The amount of calls.
Yeah.
We talked about helicopter theory in like week 2 and got laughed at. Here we go.
Yep. Is call number 423, October 1st, outside the Mandalay Bay at the Route 91 Country Concert. Ready? Here we go. Pretty chilling stuff.
October 1/2/17, 22/16, and 24/17.
Hello? Hello, this is Metro Police on the recorded line. We need help. We are in the Route 91 bus. There's people shooting.
Okay, where are you hiding people?
We're hiding under one of the RVs. I don't know what it is.
Okay, are you injured at all?
No, we're not.
What is your name?
My name is Lissette. My name is Kenneth. We're from Orange County.
Okay, Lissette, what's your last name? And what's your friend's name?
Kenya.
Okay, and where are you guys hiding?
We're hiding one of the mobile homes.
Did you see the shooter?
No, we did not see him. Near it and it won't stop.
Okay, and you're hiding under where?
In a helicopter. Something goes. I don't know, people are leaving. Should we follow them or should we stay?
Okay, stay where you feel safest, okay? If you don't feel safe leaving, just stay where you want.
She just said there's a helicopter flying overhead.
It's like one of those mobile tractor things.
Mobile tractor? Okay, and you're not injured?
No.
Okay.
We fell, but it was fine.
Okay, all right. And you didn't see the shooter?
No.
So mentioning that call is a helicopter. They didn't elaborate much on it. But, folks, we heard many reports of helicopters. There was another call. I failed to log it, and I dug and I dug and I dug through these calls, and I couldn't find it, of a young lady speaking of, we are going to need some kind of air support. They're shooting out of the helicopter. It was plain as day, and I didn't log it. I'm beside myself. Have you guys heard any calls like that from helicopters in this in the list that you have?
Yeah, I've ran across any helicopter-specific ones, no. Mine are just I think I've tried to hit more of the other resorts and casinos, trying to hear what was going on in other places on the ones I have heard.
Right. Right. So, Caleb, what have you found out there at the Vegas massacre information that you dug up?
Well, to kind of start things off, you know, we started investigating this, and the victims have become very, very good friends of mine. So, you know, having people that were there helping you is a major asset in what we've been doing. The first thing I'd like to mention is, you know, people like to call us conspiracy people. However, if somebody is trying to make the narrative work, that's a fairy tale at this point. I mean, if you really believe that man, I mean, most of the victims, if I ask them, hey, you know, do you shot at you? They say no instantly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this has become a general consensus. Well, I started looking into it, you know, from a military perspective, from, you know, his location where he was supposedly shooting from, and approximately how many people were hit. You start looking at that, and it's actually completely impossible from a military standpoint for the damage inflicted at the angle he was shooting at. So here's the thing. Nobody can really dial in where the main fire was coming from. Now, if you're in that situation, I realize there's tall buildings and everything, but if somebody's shooting at you for 15 minutes or 10 minutes, I'm sorry, but people are going to know right where you're at. I don't care what silencer, I don't care what you got. You fire 1,100 rounds, somebody's going to know where you're at.
Easily, you know. Folks who don't or have been around firearms of any kind know what's up. You know, it's
right.
Kind of a joke. That they think that most people are like as dumb as a box of rocks and they can pull the wool over everybody's eyes. In this day and age of technology and social media, they got to be careful because folks are watching. That's the great thing about social media and alternative media. Shows like this, blowing the lid right off their story like no tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
Tropicana, Bellagio, to Paris. All over Vegas for hours. It wasn't just 1 hour or 15 minutes. It was like 3 hours of shooting up and down the strip and maybe more. Yeah.
Right. And it's going to, I mean, look, any normal person, I know, you know, people got all kinds of stuff to do in their busy lives, but, you know, I encourage anybody to take 5 minutes out of their day and look into this shooting. 5 minutes. I don't care where you look. Just look at the shooting for 5 minutes and tell me it makes sense. Mark, the other thing I came on here to tell you about, you know, and this is part of what's going on, is from the beginning, you know, witnesses said there was helicopters. They said there was fire from the helicopters. All right. So what the media like to do, and I notice everybody loves to do, is they're crazy. They think helicopters flew, you know, there was a helicopter in Vegas shooting at people. Well, listen, here's the truth of the matter. There was a helicopter circling Route 91 venue that night. I'm not going to say a bunch of particulars, but people are going to have to answer for this. You know, there was walls broken. That's kind of the route we're taking now because, we've sent in FOIA requests, our FOIA requests, nothing. You know, they don't ever answer anything to do with that. I have other people that, you know, do a lot of this work with me. So, you know, they're on the ball. And, you know, I mean, that's what they're relying on. They're relying on anybody that tells the truth about it. Oh, look, they're crazy. Well, look, hey, their story's crazy. I mean, I would have never thought 9 months later, Mark, we are trying to find any evidence that the window was broken during the shooting. Any evidence. I mean,
yeah.
I never thought I would be looking back trying to see if the window was even broken.
Right, so showed two broken windows.
Well, supposedly.
Caleb, I couldn't remember. Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
Okay.
I was shot in my own incident, which was 3 months before what happened to you guys down there.
Okay. No, I just didn't know if you were at one of the hotels. Like, I couldn't remember or not. So as far as
Caleb's
that was my
story
question.
Caleb's story was he got shot multiple times protecting his friend. And the reason he got involved in the Route 91 festival incident was because he can relate to folks being shot at and being shot, and he can't stand the fact that somebody got shot, and he wanted to make a difference, and I believe that's the reason. Am I correct, Caleb?
Right. You are correct. And, you know, one of the big things I talk, and this has got to bother everybody, you know, I know who shot me. They're in the county jail. But
right.
I can't imagine being not knowing who shot at me. I can't imagine that. So I really feel for all the people that were there, all the people that were involved. And, you know, all I can really say to everybody is just hang on and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep looking into it. We've got something going, and we've got major opposition. I mean, there is paid opposition that we are up against. And, you know, kind of trying to keep things truthful in a lot of the groups on the internet. You know, me and my team, you know, cruise through there and try to keep stuff in line. Or, you know,
yes, indeed.
I'm telling you, it's pretty crazy, Mark.
Yes, indeed. And I want to thank you, Caleb, for coming on and contributing tonight. Thanks a lot. And Renee and Danielle, thank you guys also for coming on. And Eric, always a pleasure to have you there as a backup and support. You have anything else to add, Eric, real fast before we start wrapping up this show?
Yeah, super quick. I like that Caleb brought up an issue that died a long time ago, the glass. So I brought that up in one of my shows, and everybody forgets about this. Mm-hmm. So that glass they use in these hotels is not like glass you use in your home. It's ridiculously thick. I mean, you got people losing lots of money in casinos. They don't want people jumping out of casinos. And so some firefighters did a test with that exact type of glass. I forget the name of the manufacturer of the glass. They couldn't bust it with their axe. They have, like, specific, like, saws to go through that kind of thing when they need to get through glass to save people. And so the official narrative is that Paddock busted it out with a ball peen hammer. Impossible. Impossible.
Right.
I'm glad that Caleb brought that back up. Because everyone dropped it.
Right. That's crazy. Now, is there any kind of events or anything to raise funds for victims? I haven't seen or heard anything, that, you know, fundraisers and things like that, because I'm sure there are some victims still suffering, not getting the care they need. It's always the case in instances like this, as certain medical fields and professionals drop the ball and leave people suffering, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys know of anything happening?
I don't. I mean, I know that, you know, there's just things that you can just do privately. But as far as for anything, you know, they've covered it with, I mean, every day on the news from one story to the next. It's going to be what's going to cover what to what's going to cover what and what's going to get forgotten about. So I'm just it just makes me ill. Just makes me absolutely ill.
Right on.
I know.
Well, I want to thank.
I know something people can do really quick, and you know, Americans have short memories. So I assume any money they're going to give to the victims, everyone forgot about that. But here's something you can do. So in about, what are we looking at here? In about 6 minutes, Trump's going to announce who the next Supreme Court justice is going to be. All four of these people, super solid on the Second Amendment, and that's important to cases like this because they try to use this case against us on the 2A. So no matter who he picks, everybody's got to get out there and support this person, man or woman.
100%.
Well, they got this one gentleman that's running. I forget his name. He was confirmed that the job he has now, the bench he serves right now, 95-0 in the Senate. 95-0, the position he holds right now. I forget his name. John something, I think, John. And
is that Harbaugh or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. He was confirmed 95-0. So they're thinking he's going to pick that guy, and when they vote against him, they're going to say, well, what happened? What did you vote for over here? You people are – what's wrong with you? You're just a – you know, and they're going to point out the hypocrisy of the left. It's going to be another way to point out the hypocrisy. I was hoping he was going to pick the lady, you know.
No, they're going to replace Ginsburg. When Ginsburg retires, that's they're going to do exactly what they thought. They're going to get a lady with a lady, but I think they're going to go for one of the men on this one.
I think it's going to be Kavanaugh here, guys, in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I've been telling people, you know, a lot of stuff about all these elections that are coming up. And this coming up election is really, really important, folks. You know, and think about who you're voting for and really think about making America great again. We got a guy running for governor of Florida down here. His name's Bruce Nathan. And he's filed all the paperwork. He's paid all the fees. He's on the ballot. The guy is there and they won't even talk to him. They won't let him on the debate stage because he'll out debate all these clowns. So they shun him and they push him. I think he's going to be doing great stuff for Florida. Folks, keep an eye on the elections so that we can keep making America great again and reelect Donald Trump in 2020, because Ruth Bader Ginsburg has one foot on a banana peel, the other foot's in the grave, and Lord have mercy, if we get Trump elected again, we're going to have a third pick from Donald Trump, and his legacy will live on for decades, keeping America constituted.
All right, guys, I'm off to watch Hannity.
All right, take care. Thanks, Renee. Good night.
All right,
I'm going to play, before I wrap up this show, I'm going to play one more 911 call. Let's see, this one is MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check this out.
October 1, 2017. 23 hours and 0 seconds. 911 emergency, Holland 1605. Do you need police, fire, or medical?
No.
You're what?
You're the shooter.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm in Vegas.
Okay, I understand, but where in Vegas are you? Because we have to be.
I'm out at the Bunny Ranch.
At 11 o'clock at night.
There's more than one shooter. They're only reporting one. There's more than one shooter.
Okay.
I want you to know there's more than one.
Okay. Did you see who was shooting?
No, but there's more than one.
How many? Hello? How many? Like 3, 4, 5, 6. How many?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Hi.
We heard multiple shooters.
Okay, how many shooters?
At least two.
At least two, okay.
They sound like different shots from different
locations. Okay.
Different locations, yes.
All right, and you have
that at
MGM, correct?
Yes, we have about eight people with us. We're okay.
Okay, where are you at the MGM?
We're on a certain floor.
What floor?
We're on a certain floor, no, but we're okay.
What floor are you on, sir?
We're on a 13th floor, but we're okay right now.
Okay, and nobody's shot? Nobody?
Everybody here is okay.
Okay, and you're with eight other people?
Huh.
Yep.
See?
That's when they started moving up the strip. That was at 11 o'clock at 2300. That would have been 11 o'clock, and that was already after they were done at the festival and started moving up the strip.
You got a girl, she's petrified on the phone, shaking, can't even get the word multiple out, multiple shooters. She's freaking out. So then the guy comes on and says, at least two shooters at MGM Grand. Fox, what the hell? Spread the word, pass this video on, go to IntelliHub, look for Timeline of Hell. Get this information out. It's very important to get this narrative and the truth to the people who have been lied to again. We get lied to by the FBI constantly. Look what they did in the Bundy case. Look what they did at the Malia Wildlife Refuge. Look what they're doing to the president, and look what they're doing at Route 91 Harvest Festival in Vegas. These people are corrupt, and they are overstepping their bounds, and we the people have got to do something somehow, some way. There's got to be a way we the people can rein these folks in. You might want to look into some certain things, like maybe a constitutional convention under Article 5 might be a way to go to rein this crap in. Who knows? The FBI should be. The people are around screaming, abolish ICE, abolish ICE. No. We want to keep ICE. We like ICE. We like the ICE guys. Not ICE the drug, but ICE the enforcement officer. We like those guys. It's FBI. We don't like the FBI, man. And now they're going to come knock on my door. You don't like us. No, we don't like you, man, because you lie, cheat, and steal, and you try to throw people under the bus, fabricating facts and lies and twisting people's lives and trashing folks. It's unbelievable. And all I can hope is that the president straightens the FBI out and gets these people back on track to do the right thing and do the right investigations and not hurt
and
the
people.
And
it's
they
not
stop
all
using
of them, but And you got to be fair because it's not all of them. There's more good than bad. It's those bad ones when they get a little bit of control, you know, because it is not all bad. And I just know
it's
not. But
there are thousands of field agents. They're the common agent that are just there to make a difference.
Rank and
they
file.
Believe in America. Rank and file. Yep, the rank and file guy, the guy who's doing it because he has a love of country and wants to do right. Thousands of them. Right now, it's the top brass that are tainted, but that puts a taint on the whole FBI, even the good ones right now, because it's horrible when the leaders, and you know the leaders are ordering these guys to break laws, and they're probably like, I can't do it. That's why they need to subpoena the rank and file. You know what I mean?
I'll see you later, Mark. You have a good night.
All right. Take care. Thank you. God bless, and be
safe.
All right,
y'all. Okay, you too.
There you have it, folks. This has been a hell of a show. I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. It's been my pleasure. I might play other of these crazy 911 calls from time to time on the show to shock people because what happened is bull crap and they lied. They lied to all of us. They cheated and they stole so they can keep their power. I guess it's because they want to stay in power. I don't know what's going on with these people. It's unbelievable. But, folks, please, if you're there in the live feed and you watch this show and you missed half of it, go back and look again. There's Jose. What's happening, Jose? Thanks for tuning in. Danielle's there, and I saw Caleb's on the live feed, too. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight, coming on to show. It meant a lot, and to get the truth out even more and shine a light on the corruption. As long as we keep shining lights, they're going to come out of the darkness and be seen. So we got to keep the light shining, folks. Pray to God. God. Country, family, you know what I'm saying. We got a generation of kids. I got a son. I want to hand him the torch of liberty. Anyhow, coming up this Thursday, I got a hell of a show. I don't know if anybody's seen it. I seen it. There at the end of June, I think it was June 30th, up in Portland, the Freedom March, where Will Johnson reported a great, great report from the Freedom March, where they were searched and harassed by Portland police departments, herded, separated, broke into groups, and attacked by Antifa, who were never searched. They had bottles, M80s, rocks, sticks, all kinds of stuff. And you might have seen one of the videos of a fine patriot brother knocking out a pansy-ass Antifa punk. It's a satisfying video to see. The Antifa wimp comes at this guy with a stick. He misses. Said guy bashes him. This Antifa punk landed on the ground, busted his head, and was in the hospital. And the man who knocked him out got no charges, as he was obviously defending himself. And I've seen video after video when you stand up to these Antifa kids who have been down in their mom's basement playing Truth or Dare or video game, whatever the hell video games they're playing that are popular these days. I have no idea. I'm not a video game head. And they're going to come out of the basement and think they've been playing this Call of Duty or something as war game, and they're soldiers coming out to face real soldiers. You know, they think they're a soldier, and then they can get confronted by a real soldier. And they come up with 10 guys. They think they're 10 soldiers, and there's one soldier who levels all of them. I love that. But Will will be on. Will Johnson will be joining us. And also we have some ladies from this group called the Amazon. They are an all-girl group of biker girls, and they are doing a great thing. They're raising some money for veterans with PTSD who need service dogs. So they're doing service dogs for vets. They're going to have an event. We're going to talk about their event. We're going to try to raise some money for service dogs for vets so these vets can have their service dogs and help them with their PTSD. It's important, folks, to always remember your vets. Don't wait till Veterans Day to thank a vet. And if you're online and there's a guy in front of you and he's got a hat and he's buying a cup of coffee, pay for it for him, especially if you're a person like me who never served. Folks who never served should always buy the coffee for the veteran in front of them. I'm just saying. If there's a vet in front of me, I try to buy him a cup of coffee. If I have the money and the resources at that minute, I will do it. You know, one time we saw an old guy there. He's with a World War II hat, and he's there with his, like, daughter and his grandkids, and he's, like, 92 years old. And, well, we paid for the whole table. I was sorry I did it, but it was a lot of money, but we did it, you know. And then I was broke and starving for 3 days after that because I had to wait till payday to be able to buy food. But it was worth it because think of the sacrifice and the service of that gentleman in World War II. Maybe he stormed the beach in Normandy. Maybe he liberated a concentration camp and saved the lives of some Jewish people. Who knows? But that guy was there. The greatest generation. God bless them. So Kavanaugh looks like Kavanaugh is the nominee, folks. Kavanaugh is the nominee. So here comes the firestorm from the left. Get ready. I'm going to turn off this show so everybody can go watch it. Here's the Star Spangled Banner performed by Dave Bray. Folks, go watch the melting left. It'll be funny. Good night. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in Thursday. Here, Will Johnson and our friends from the Amazons, and we'll be rocking and rolling until we meet again. Thursday, 8 p.m. right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. This is the Star Spangled Banner, as sung by Dave Bray. Dave Bray, USA. His new version. He's going with a full band, opening up for Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted! All right, it's going to be rocking. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Join me. Stand. Get your copy of Music on a Mission today. I want to say, folks, check out my good friend Pastor Sylvester Bland at the United Saints of America.us, building churches without walls, folks, doing good stuff. He's got a prophecy conference coming up October 10th, 12th, 11th, and 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Four Points Sheraton at the International Airport in Kansas City, Missouri. Be there, be square. Get all the details, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. Thank you, folks. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to give a shout out to each and every one of you guys there in the live feed. Thanks for tuning in. Phil, I see you there. You got to watch this. You got to go back and watch this. Good night, Bill. Thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Muckler. He's a great author. He wrote a good book. He came on. I hope you heard the show. Until we meet again, folks, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Thank you. Good night, and God bless.